to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you some beautiful Christian music today and wind down this week's installments in our series of messages on Bible doctrine as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Today, continuing to look at the gospel of grace. And we'll get to that in just a moment, but I do want to remind you again to be sure to tune in Monday, July the 4th, to hear our special July the 4th message and music. You will not be disappointed. Well, right now, we're going to hear our Lord's return to earth again, and then Dr. Green.
Jesus coming back will be the answer to earth's sorry cry, for the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the earth and sea and sky. God shall take away all sickness, and the sufferer's tears will dry, when our Savior shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years, will have no tempter then, after Jesus shall come back to earth again. I am watching for the coming of the glad millennial day, when our blessed Lord shall come and catch his waiting bride away. Oh, my heart is filled with rapture as I labor, watch, and pray, for the Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, the ransomed of the Lord shall come to Zion then with joy, and in all his holy mountain nothing hurts or shall destroy. Perfect peace shall reign in every heart, and love without alloy, after Jesus shall come back to earth again. Then the sin and sorrow, death of this dark world shall cease in a glorious reign with Jesus of 1,000 years of peace. All the earth is groaning, crying for that day of sweet release, for our Jesus to come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Bound 1,000 years, will have no tempter then, after Jesus shall come back to earth again.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our Father, as we open thy word, as we look into thy word, as we read and study thy word. May thy will be done. May some soul be saved. Speak to my heart and speak through these lips of clay. For Jesus' sake we ask it. Amen. Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. Now, I read this verse on the last broadcast, and I'm reading it today simply as a part of the message, and I'm going to talk about other verses after I read it. Now, the gospel is the gospel of God's grace, the gospel of God's grace. And then, in the second place, the gospel is the gospel of God's power. And in the third place, the gospel is the gospel of God's glory. Now, the word gospel means good news, and I'm talking about doctrine and the Bible concerning salvation. So, the gospel of the grace of God, the gospel of the power of God, and the gospel of the glory of God are included. That is, I should say, the gospel singular, is included in the message of grace. Now, what do I mean by that? All right, in Acts 20:24. Now, as I said, I read this on the last broadcast in the series, but I'm using it today in a little different light. But none of these things move me, talking about the persecution and so forth. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Now, notice, he didn't say to testify of the gospel. He said to testify the gospel. To testify, to tell forth the gospel of the grace of God. All right, what is the gospel of the grace of God? What is the gospel of the grace of God? I have received a few letters, not many, but a few. And when I say a few letters, I mean a half a dozen. I don't mean 50 or 60 or 100. I've received maybe a half a dozen, five or six letters, and they've said, Brother Green, you are preaching error. You're saying that all in the world one need do is to believe on Jesus and they'll go to heaven. No, I haven't said that. I've said if you believe from the heart, if you receive by faith the finished work of the Lamb of God, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart and receive him as your personal Savior, depending upon his finished work, and that's all you can do. You cannot depend upon anything else. I said you're saved. And I said the grace of God that brings salvation teaches men, and the grace of God leads men in the paths of righteousness. Now, when Paul said, I am sent to testify the grace of God, the ministry that I have received is to testify the gospel of the grace of God, then what testimony did he give? He said in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. And I've said this, I guess, 200 or 300 times in the past. The hardest thing in this world for God's minister to do is to get people to stay out of it and let God do the miracle. In other words, you cannot save yourself. You can't help God save you. You can't add to God's salvation. All you do is receive God's salvation by faith. And God does the saving. God the Savior saves us for Jesus' sake. God saves us by grace, the grace that Jesus brought down to man. Now, the gospel of the grace of God is the gospel or the words or the announcement or the truth that tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. And I've said so many times, you may give me a dime or $1,000. If you give me a dime, or if you give me $1,000, I get both gifts. I come into possession of both gifts. Both gifts become mine when I receive the dime. It's mine. If it's a dime, 10 pennies, I receive it. I'm 10 cents richer, you might say, or I am 10 cents better off. And if it's $1,000, I receive it, and I'm $1,000 better off. All right. But if it's a dime or $1,000 or $10,000 or $1,000,000, the only way that I can possess it is receive it from you, the giver. And if I never receive it, then it'll never become a gift to me. Now, God gave the gift to save the world, and I mean by that anyone, everyone, all, and some of you folks don't believe that. You believe some were elected, some were predestined, while others were not. I don't believe that. I don't believe God elected some folks to spend eternity in hell. I don't believe that. I believe God Almighty provided redemption for all, for whosoever will. And if you, regardless of who you are, where you are, if you'll receive Jesus by faith, and you say, how do I do that? Just receive Jesus by faith in the same way that you take medicine given to you by a doctor. You can't analyze a pill, but if a doctor gives you a capsule or a pill, you're sick, and he says, take it, you take it. You take it by faith. You believe what the doctor said. Now, the Bible tells me that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sin. I can't explain in the words of man's wisdom the miracle of the blood of Jesus Christ, but it works. It works. Yes, it works, because it worked in my heart, and it works in my heart, and it'll work in your heart. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he'll save you. Now, the gospel of the grace of God is the good news that God so loved, that God gave, God provided, God set forth, God sent his Son, and God saves us for Jesus' sake. In the second place, and I do want to get this particular message in today, the gospel of the grace of God is, or rather the gospel is the gospel of the power of God. Not only is God a God of grace, but God is a God of power. Now, grace, as I've said this many times in the series, grace is unmerited, unearned, undeserved favor. God bestowing upon us what we do not deserve. If we deserve it, it is not grace, it's merit. If I work 8 hours in your plant, if I work 8 hours in your filling station, if I work 8 hours in your field and you pay me, you haven't given me anything. That is, if I worked, I earned it. Now, grace is unearned, unmerited. It's God's free gift. So, the gospel goes even further than that. Now, Paul, writing to the believers in Rome, he said, I am debtor to the Greeks and the barbarians. This is in Romans 1, 14. And he said, the wise and unwise, I'm debtor to everybody. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, Paul said. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now, the next verse. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The justified are justified by faith, and then when having been justified, the just live by faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the gospel, the word of God. Now, the gospel is the grace of God, the gospel of the grace of God, and the gospel of the power of God. So, I'm using a text in another series of sermons. I used a text in another series, but we preach Christ crucified, Christ the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Now, that's 1 Corinthians 1, 23 and 24. Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God, that is, Christ crucified. So let's move back now to this. Paul said, I'm debtor. I'm in debt to the Greeks. That's the Gentile, the Jews and the Greeks and the barbarians and the wise and the unwise. Now he said, I'm ready to preach the gospel in Rome to the Gentiles in Rome. And he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Now, beloved, there must be power to perform, or there will be no performance, power. Grace cannot perform a miracle in your heart unless there is power in the grace. What do I mean by that? Well, where there is birth, there must be strength, and strength is power. Now, you can't born yourself into God's family any more than you born yourself into the human family. You are here in this world, and I'm here in this world because of the ability of our mother to give birth or to bring forth life through birth. Now, I thank God for my mother, and I'll never cease to honor mother. You should honor mother. Motherhood is honorable and should be honored. Now, some mothers are not what they ought to be, but nevertheless, motherhood is honorable. Jesus Christ is the one who borns us through the power of the gospel, and he is the gospel. In the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. Jesus was the Word of God in flesh. Jesus is now seated at the right hand of the Father. So Jesus is the one that borns us through the Word. Of course, the Holy Spirit is the attending physician. We're born of the Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. But you can't separate God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Not three gods, one God, manifest in three persons, And the three persons of the Godhead work in cooperation one with another in redemption, in salvation. So it is the power of the gospel, the power of the gospel, the dynamite of the gospel, the force of the gospel that convicts and draws and moves and stirs and opens and reveals and then, praise God, borns us into the family of the Heavenly Father. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. So there is your part, to everyone that believeth. Now, you do not need to exert any energy. You don't need to move a finger, nor a toe, nor a foot, nor a leg, nor an arm, nor a lip. You believe from the heart. You don't need to say out loud, I believe. When you have believed in your heart, you will say out loud, I have believed. But you don't need to say anything to believe. It is with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and then with the mouth man confesses salvation. Yes, I believe in confessing. I believe in witnessing and testifying and giving testimony. Yes, I do. But you are not saved by the mouth or speaking. You are saved by believing. You can pray and beg and pray and beg and call and pray and beg and call and pray, but you'll never be saved until you believe in your heart. Now, the gospel of the grace of God, Acts 20:24. The gospel of the power of God, Romans 1:16. Now we're going to talk about the gospel of the glory of God. The glory of God. You know, God of his own will provided salvation to the praise of his own glory. Now, God has a right to do what God wants to do, what God desires to do, and God can't do anything wrong. God is right and righteous, and God cannot do anything wrong. Whatever God does is right, and it can't be wrong. Now listen to what I'm going to read. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3 and 4, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world, that's the devil, hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine into their unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants, for Jesus' sake. The glorious gospel of Christ, or the gospel of the glory of Christ, or the gospel of the glorious Christ. He is a glorious Christ. Now, Peter said we've never seen him. 1 Peter 1:8. We've never seen him, but we believe and we rejoice with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. Joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. Now, writing to the believers in Rome, Paul said, For I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now he said we groan in this body, we groan, we suffer. And he said to Timothy, if any man will live godly, he shall suffer persecution. But he said, I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory. And then writing to the Ephesians, I quoted a moment ago, I'm turning now so I can read verbatim. I could quote it, but I might miss a word. Now listen, he said, we were wretched, miserable, ungodly children of wrath led around by the devil. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. Hallelujah. That he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. How? In his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, we sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus now, positionally. Positionally, we are in Christ now. But one day we will be literally with him and we'll be a joint heir with Jesus. Now, in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, you read of the pearly white city. That will be the home of the church, the New Testament church, the bride of Christ. And the Bible teaches, I believe with all of my heart, soul, mind, strength, and being, that the pearly white city will be suspended between heaven and the new earth. Now, John saw it coming down, but he does not say that he saw it come to rest upon the earth. He saw it come down. And the pearly white city will illuminate all of God's new creation. And I believe that it will be suspended between heaven and earth. And we will occupy the pearly white city. And the bride of Christ will be on display. On display throughout eternity. We'll have access to God's heaven. We'll have access to the new earth. We'll have access to all God's new creation, and that will be glory. So, thank God for the gospel of God's grace. Thank God for the gospel of God's power. Thank God for the gospel of the glory of God, the glory that we'll share throughout eternity. Father, in Jesus' name, save poor lost church members and religionists who have been members of churches, but they've never been born again. Save them through the blood, by grace, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. Now, Dr. Green has finished teaching us for today, but I do have a few moments left to share with you our gift offer V, which will give you some more teaching by Dr. Green that you can listen to and study from over and over in your own home. Now, gift offer V contains a series of messages preached by Dr. Green on the radio, and we have these on compact disc. There's also a book by Dr. Green and my mother who edited this book, and finally a book by my mother about Bible questions. And all of this is in Gift Offer V, and it's available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $30 or more. Please send more if you can, but please send at least $30 when you ask for Gift Offer V. And if you would like to have several sets of this offer to share with others, your friends, family, your church library, so on, you may certainly do so. Just tell me how many sets of Offer V you would like, and please enclose a donation of at least $30 for each set that you order for the Gospel Hour ministry to continue. And if you do that in return, I'm going to send you a collection of 26 messages on 9 compact discs, a verse-by-verse study of the book of James, preached on the radio by my dad many years ago. Now, you'll learn that James was a leader of the church. His message was primarily directed at Jewish believers, but of course, it is to all believers also. Then we have a book that my dad wrote very early in his ministry. It was a paperback book, James, the Servant of God. This book was edited and expanded by my mother from the other writings of my dad. He wrote a lot of material on the Bible, and she put some of that together with the original, and now we have an expanded version of this book, a very good companion study to the CD messages. It's 171 pages long, a hardback book. Finally, we have Bible Questions Asked Most, a book compiled by my mother from the many, many questions my dad and mom answered over the years. People would write in the same question again and again, so she put this book together, 226 questions answered, 206 pages long. A great, great collection of questions and answers. So, to get all of this great material, the CD and the books, just ask for Gift Offer V and send your gift of at least $30. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.